Okay. Oh, what?
Pretty good business they got. Most of it is dying to go there, you know. That was old as hell, huh?
Yeah. What about after the wedding? You have a party or
reception.
Play tricks on
reception.
People?
They have a reception. They usually go out and fix up the car pretty good. They generally throw rice. Now they get picky. Now they claim rice is bad for birds. You're supposed to throw birds too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they go out and tie tin cans, put shaving cream all over it, put sardines under the hood on the motor, you know. Get the door open, fill a bucket full of rice in there.
How about would they ever go to people's house after they get married? And
we ain't never done nothing like that. The best stay away from mine. I don't like people prowling around.
People got in our suitcases when we got married and tied all of our underwear and
do that
socks and stuff together.
They'll do a little bit of that.
Yeah. So anyway. Just a couple more. We're about done here. How about clothes, like the type of clothes you'd wear at church?
Well, wear a suit.
That would have what parts to it?
A pair of pants and a jacket. Just a full suit. I sometimes have a vest with it. Necktie. Just a real sporty suit. You might have a little red handkerchief or something to do with it or something like that.
Okay. And how about the women? What kind of jewelry would they have maybe to wear around their neck?
Well, necklaces, heart strings or pearls, gold chains.
Okay. Now back to the preacher. I'm talking about preachers. Do they have any terms that they might call a preacher who, say he, is not full-time, he works some other job and just kind of preaches on Sunday, or?
Well, part-time preachers, I mean, basically is what some of them call. There used to be a lot of those who would hold down a full-time job and have a church, or either have two or three churches. And,
mm-hmm.
If way back, you know, there used to be circuit preachers, you know, that would just come through an area and preach. That's about it.
Okay. Now what about a train? You have a train that comes through here?
No, there's one between here in Wilmington. And Wilmington has one, pretty much.
Is there a place there you can get on the train? People ever ride it very much?
I don't think there's no depot or train station. Amtrak goes through Fayetteville. But just a fail. They don't come short.
Oh, okay.
Myrtle Beach or Wilmington.
Yeah, they don't have very many routes, really.
Most of these are just cargo trains that haul, you know,
lumber.
Lumber and coal and equipment and things like that.
Yeah. What town is the county seat of this county?
What town is the county seat? Yeah. Southport was. And not about 10 years ago, they moved all the county governmental complex to Bolivia. So I don't know if they ever really changed it from the county seat to Bolivia or not. I would assume Bolivia is the county seat now.
Okay. I haven't been there yet.
Well, you won't know when you get there either.
So I wonder why they picked that then to move it to. Usually they pick the biggest town.
No, a certain politician owned a lot of land there and need to sell it to the county board.
Yeah, that's about how it goes, isn't it?